We begin the current daf, Masechta Schul and Daf Lama Dal, begin my base, give me Tezmas, to begin the Gemara. Okay, I'm a run in Rabbi Rabbi Yechanan. So we had a steer in Rabbi Yechanan regarding the halacha of Chul and Shanaas Atar Zakedish according to Yeshua. So the Gemara says, yes, I'm a run. So Tezma comes to address the question, and he says, the Gemara didn't want to say, what do you mean? Because you see, one of them was said over, Rabbi Yechanan said over the name of someone else. So maybe that's a way of resolving the contradiction. No, the Mestama, because presumably the Hadakam El, this that he previously said, Nomenav, Maya Hadri, Rebelez, Rebishua, Hadadi, what did they respond to each other? Lemisvaro, Imer Kane, he wasn't saying this on his own logic. It's not something depend on logic. The tradition that he had, so from his Rebbeim. So then you can't say that that was the one he said on his own, and this one is the one from his Rebbe, because that also is from his Rebbeim. So therefore we have to say, it's Machalik Zamaram, what Rabbi Yechanan actually said. Next test must begin the words, the Gemara, that the Mishnah Masechtas Taras has that the Rishon Shebechul is Tami Matami, Shein is Paisel, not Matami, Shlishi, like the Maskel Taisel is Nechel Nezir Hadema. That could be eaten with a dish that's mixed with Truma. Now, says Taisel, Beloshon Sheini, in the second version, appears for Kuntras, Rashi explains, but nearly Iker, and that seems to be, Rashi likes it as the primary interpretation. That the Iri Bechulin Grady, we're talking about regular Chulin, this case of what would be that the Shlishi of Chulin that's eaten in a dish of Truma. Umetame Pais of the Kama, and this that it says that when it's Rishon Shebechulin, it's Tame and it's Metame, and when it's a Sheni, it's Pais and not Metame. Hainer is a truma hashlishi that was saying that Hainer is a truma. That's referring to how it's going to affect the truma. Meaning to say, all the things that we're saying that it's going to affect in the first two halachas, and so to hashlishi, when we say the shlishi is nechala filahu nezir hadema, that was saying that it could be eaten even you mixed chulam with truma, and that is because v'noga b'sheinu l'toma, where the chulin in the mixture touch a shein l'tuma, with the havalei shlishi. So therefore, that's going to make it into shlishi l'tuma. And I was saying mutal achlay, that still it's permitted to eat it. Avol noga b'sheini koydim shiver by truma. But if let's say it touched a sheini before the truma got mixed in, so then late tzrich lashem in that we didn't have to say at all that's going to be permitted to eat with truma, because the kati have a chulin grady, that's just regular chulin, and belesbu shlishi, there's no shlishi in chulin. So that's where Rashi explains that truma, the first you mix the chulin with the truma, and then afterwards the chulin was touched with the sheni. That was the thing, even so you let it eat it together with the truma, because the sheni is not matame shlishi, and the chulin in the mixture is not going to be matame the truma. But that's what Rashi explains in his second version, that what we're talking about over here is it's regular chulin, not made on any specific tower. It's not regarding affecting the chulin, but it's how the chulin would affect the truma. Now, the dayag, and the Gemara is inferring, like, so why are we bringing this Mishnah on Ula? The Ula said, whoever eats chulin that would mean our tower's truma, it became tummy from a shein, lutumim became a shlishi, so his body becomes possible eating truma. And now we're asking with the Mishnah, it doesn't sound like that. Because what you see over here is al-karchach, by default, kibin in the zir hadema, since this mixture of this dish, which is eaten together with truma, who al-tara's truma is on the level of tara of truma, that, of course, by lemechli, that you have to eat it. Because you have to make sure that, you know, the truma that's there, that it stays tar. So it comes out, v'av chulin shenasal tar is truma. So by default, the chulin in the mixture is like chulin that's done al tar is truma. So v'i amrin, if you're going to say the way Ula says, that shlishi did who, that the shlishi of the chulin that's made al tar is truma is Pasal Lekufe, that it disqualifies him from the truma, from eating truma. So the question is, Safina Lahai, are we going to go ahead and feed this person and v'sherin and la'ichle, and we're going to permit it to eat it. But halay nifsal gufay al deikain. But what do you mean? His body becomes disqualified through that, and v'asla tamei gufay, and it's forbidden to make his body into tumah. That's the question of the Gemara. That's the iser to disqualify himself. Which Tosfos adds on, actually, v'oid. The truth is, moreover, habiyachal ha'akshu. The Gemara could have asked that heichal truma. How's he going to eat truma? I mean, his body became disqualified from eating truma, and because the Gittani, the words are nechel b'nezir adema, that it could be eaten with the mixture of the truma. So the problem is, how could even truma itself? Shani, the Gemara answers hanechel b'nezir adema. Oh, don't worry about this case of the mixture of the truma, because the leka gzayis v'chulu. There's no gzayis b'chteach is pras. So the whole question of the Gemara was based on this. That chulin that's mixed with truma, you have to protect it and eat it al taras truma. Comes out when they become tame, since they're chulin that made al taras truma, there would be a shlishi. According to Ula, disqualifies the body. So that's what the Gemara is answering, that yeah, in that terub there's no share of truma. So hilkoch leboy lachalina b'taras truma. So that we don't have to eat it on the state of tar of truma, because even if it will become tame, there's no share. So it comes out to have a chulin grade. It's just regular chulin. So there was no problem. Says Taisis, Bekasha lepirishet. Now, there's a difficulty on this second interpretation of Rashi. Because the Oyle Lefarish, the Tana should have explained that mitame upaisel, that these terminologies that are used here in the Mishnah, that as a truma, that's referring to the truma itself. Because kivin demayba chulin, the word explicitly mentioned there in the Mishnah is chulin. So you should have mentioned that what is it being mitame, what is it paiseling, is regarding to the truma. Boy, moreover, the mikar the salka diet in the beginning, when there was a habamin, the ikka kizayis b'chadeachiz pras, that, you know, because that's a Gemara answer, it doesn't have. But in the habamin, when it did have, so belav milsi the uli tikshale, so even without uli's teaching, that he's saying this chiddush that we're asking on, the Gemara should still ask that, I don't understand, heich nechalin, how exactly you can eat this chul in the zira dema, but truma tamei kochel, but you're eating truma that's tamei. Because the truma that the whole tarubas touched the truma, the way Rashi explained. So then the truma became tummy just like the chulin did. So rather, says Taisis Mefarsha ben Tam, Rabbi Tam explains that actually, yes, the chulin grade the ayuk of the bereshit kodesh. It is talking about regular chulin the way Rashi explains. This that it says shein the mitame in a poisel, the question always was, well, Shein of chulin is not metame. So that's what Ben Tamim says. Metame the kama behind the paisel. That actually, when it says metame, it actually means disqualifying. And v'sheini paisel, v'ein metame. This that says that it's paisel is the way he's saying it, and it's not metame. Kolaymer, in other words, what it means to say is that yes, it itself is disqualified because of saying it means paisel, but v'ein paisel doesn't disqualify. That is, she'ino isa shlishi. It's not going to make, de'ino isa shlishi, it's not going to make something else into a shlishi. Because we're talking about chulin. Ay, vashlishi nechel b'nezir adema. What does that mean when it's eating nezir adema? What does that mean to say? That he has a mind to eat the chulin with truma. The kivin, though, he died to lar by truma, since he had a mind to mix in truma. Tzorch l'shamra al taras ha'truma. So he has to be protected on the level of taras ha'truma. Comes out, rabbi chulin shenasa taras truma. So this is the case of chulin that was made with the tahara of truma. L'kach is bushlishi. That's why it actually has an ability of becoming a shlishi. But he says shlishi, we're saying that shlishi, which really is just chulin, yochel arv by nazir adama ula ochla. You can mix it with this mixture of truma and to eat it. V'hashta parcha. Now that's the Gemara's question on ula that holds that the nifsal gufe melecha b'truma. So the question is, deheicha sebein alei midi the pasle le gufe. How we are giving him something that's going to make his body disqualified. I but also let tamei gufo because bishma kunches, but you're not going to make your body tamei the way Rashi brought. Shani, the Gemara answers the last book is eyes of a chulu that there's no shirk his eyes b'chadeach his pras, and therefore be'in tzach l'shamatas truma. They don't have to protect the v'taro of truma because kiven dein dait to la'arv el ma'at, since he only has a mind to mix only a little bit, because like we said, it doesn't have even a kizayis b'chadeach his pras. Shalai hey. Kizayis that it shouldn't have a kizayis bechdechilis pras. So therefore, what is the bechulin gradient? And it's just regular chulin ve'im bem shlishi. And therefore, it doesn't have the ability of becoming a shlishi. Now the question is, you begin to say that if it's regular chulin that doesn't have a shlishi, so why are we saying the shlishi nechab nazir hadama? That's what says like korle shlishi. We're not calling it a shlishi el mishum daba maga sheni only because it's being touched by a sheni, but really it's not becoming a shlishi. Oy mishum shemoyidaita loss of ben talmud shal chumah harbe. Because if you would have meant to put in a lot of spice of chumah, because that's the pras, then you talk lechumah talmud chumah. You would have to then protect that talmud chumah. But really, right now, it's not really a shlishi, and that's what Taisa says. But near a daichi, it looks like it's pushing it by saying this interpretation. Then says Taisa, near lefarish, I actually seem to explain to pirish kama, like actually the first pshad that Rashi says that actually the airi b'chulin shenasataras truma. The concern over here is actually not about this regular chulin b'metame truma. It's actually concerned about the chulin itself, because the chulin was made on level ataras truma. Umetame paisel that we're talking about is as actually as a chulin. It's to, regarding the chulin shenasataras truma that was made on level of purity of truma. The airi b'hu, that's what we're talking about. That the yesh b'hu shlishi. Because again, it's made al taras truma, so therefore it could have a loch of shlishi, and a shlishi shebehen pasul. So there, it becomes disqualified from eating with truma because it could become a shlishi. V'nechel b'nezer adema, and that's what the Mishnah is saying. But it could eat b'nezer adema, meaning, and b'yochel la'arav tavlin shal truma. You can mix in spices of truma. Upar, that's a good one. As on Ulo, that says when you have the shlishi, his body becomes disqualified from eating truma. The question is, so how could you give him something that's going to disqualify his body, and that is a hard achol truma, and that subsequently he's going to go ahead and eat truma that's mixed into the dish, which is to the perish hakuntris, the perish kama, the way Rashi explained in the first interpretation. Meaning that the Gemara's question. How could you permit to eat from this dish? Because eating this dish of chulin tumeim makes his body disqualified from eating truma, and at this time he's eating truma itself. Mashani, and that's what the Gemara answers. Oh, less b'kizayis v'chulu. Oh, there's no kizayis b'chdei achilas pras. Oh, so then if that's the case, we're not concerned the achalei b'psul haguf. We're not concerned if he's going to eat it with his body being disqualified. But then the question is, wait, how could we permit him to eat truma psul haguf when there's no shir truma? So Tay says, "Avgav the chatzis shir asam natayra." Even though, what do you mean? Half of the shir is asam natayra. Hachad the psul haguf. The rabbanan here with the whole disqualification of the body is only rabbinic lechmira. They weren't so stringent in this when you don't have the right amount when you have the shir. So Tay says, according to this, that there really is no isser for the person himself. So therefore, when there's no shir from the truma yalada, he's allowed to eat this thing that's tummy, even though his body's going to become impossible from eating truma. So this is the way he comes to address Uma Sheikh. Rashi doesn't like his first shot. And he says in this, that Rashi asked him, how's a person allowed to make his body possible? I mean, the parakam of the Yuma, of Tazayin, Loisitamu Behem, and the Basin Bum, Makano Thomas Agviyam, and the Torah. Here we see that it's biblically prohibited to make your body tummy. So it says, Nirud seemed to Mahasam Leofina Gufoy. Truth is, from there you don't learn out. Or some add on to the gear so should make hey also lives so that should be prohibited to make his body puzzle. Even regarding Khan, we say in Rishon of Tezaim on the base, the Matamlik of Sharats in the Vela, a lot of touch of dead sharats in the Vela. But the Shin Mokura, the only thing we dash from that Pasik El Dim Ochel, Echel Tumeim, what we learn now is that if he eats tummy foods, the Nifsal Guf from Lechel Truma of Taras, that now he's not allowed to go ahead and partake of Truma and Taras. But not that this is to make himself possible. So the Christ of Yigimel and Av, that the Gemara says that Tiru Lola Muberes, they permitted for a pregnant woman Lecha Pachas Mekashir or Eichlan Temeim Neasakana because of danger. The Mashmah sounds like Dafka Pachas Mekashir Neasakana Dafka. You see, oh, only because you know because it's dangerous. That's why like Pachas Mekashir. So it says no Hainam Mekashir Bal Lecha Basachit Truma Betaharis. That's only because she's subsequently going to eat Truma Betaharis, and that's the concern. But not that you're not going to make your body tummy. Perik Beis the Taharis. Now this continues. Once he's established the pshat that we're discussing over here, so Tosi wants to explain the continuation of the Mishnayos over there in Sechtes Taharos. Perek Beis the Taharos, Basra Hida Acha. After brings this teaching over here that we're quoting in our Gemara. So Ketani, so we learned as follows: Harishoin v'Hasheni Shebetruma. Those things are tameim or metamim. They are tameim and they make other things tameim. Shlisha b'truma, a shlisha b'truma placeable in metamim. It disqualifies and doesn't make tameim. Harvi, a fourth level nechem and nazir hakodesh could be eaten with a mixture of kachim. So Tosis is explains that Hahi Bava Airi, that case is talking about, because we don't find a shlishi, a truma more than a shlishi. So what's that talking about? So Hahi Bava Airi, but truma shenasal taras kodesh, it's made with the level of purity of kachim. Apostle Tumah Diktani, and this is Apostle Tumah. So that's Haba Betruma Atzma. That's by Truma itself. I mean, Truma, when it's made of Taras HaKadosh, the Shlisha also has the Kayach to disqualify, like the Halacha of Kadosh, that a Shlisha could disqualify Revi. But Revi Shalah, and its own Revi, that's what it's saying, Yochla Arav Betav Shlisha Kadosh Gama, that you can mix it with a regular actual dish of Kachim. Other Gitanian, then we say, Harishain Vahasheni Vahashlishi Sheba Mikdash, Sheba Kaidish, that we're going to catch them. They're Tamei and Umetam, they're Tamei to become Tamei, and that Mikatam and other things. Revi is placeable in Metam. Chamishi is Nechab and Nizirah Kaidish, to be even in Nizirah Kaidish. What's that? I thought Kachem max out at Revi. Hi, Baba Ayri, that's Tamei Bakaidish Gomer, but full fledged Kachem, Shanasa Taras Chatas, Vataras Paraduma, made on a higher level of the Chatas. And of the Paraduma, where Kedah Amar, like the Gemara says, the Chagid of Yotches, big the Eichel Kodesh, the garments of those who eat Kachem are Medrus, considered like a Tumah of Medrus Lachatas for those who partake of Chatois. And Vomenami Mesech, the Chagid of Yotches, and Beis Yosef Chasid Shebeguna, Hoysamat Pachta, his cloth, who he was a Kayan eating Kachem, his cloth, his garment was Medrus Lachatas, considered as Tumah Medrus of Achatas. Kachkama, that's what we're saying. The after Revi, that also even the Revi is poisel, will disqualify. But Chamishi Atzma, when it's a fifth level, Yochel Arab by Michael Kodesh, then you can mix in a food item, Kachem, Shu Kodesh Gum, which is full fledged Kachem. Of a Truma Lechoda, but Truma itself, the Lavatar is Kodesh, that's not Altar is Kodesh, you're right, Imba Revi doesn't have Revi. For Kodesh Lechoda, in regular Kachem, the Lavatar is Chattas, Imba Chamishi, right, doesn't have a fifth level. Kadam say Perikam the Besachim the Vitesim of the Lish Tamatana. But listen, Revi, but Truma, we never find a Truma to become Revi, but Chamishi Bekodesh, or to find Kachem being a Chamishi. Now since it says further, but Inlet Mua ala Truma bala Kodesh, you don't wonder Truma Kachem Eich Nechalan, how exactly could they be eaten? Meaning, given the Tameim Haim, since they're Tamei, so it comes out that you're eating Truma and Kachem that are Tamei. And this says, no, the Ma'achad, the Truma, Atzma, Emer, Revi, you're saying, what do you mean? You're eating it, it's not a problem with the thing higher than it, let's say the Revi of Truma with the Kachem, that's Chamish, you mean, or whatever it is, but how you eating it itself? But no, because Truma itself really doesn't have Revi. Leib Kodesh Chamishi, and Kachem doesn't have Chamishi either, so Lekki Isura, ala Truma, but Lekki Isura, therefore there's no inherent Isra to eat them, even though Midrabanan, that they became disqualified. Now, Tosfos ends off by saying, L'pirsha bin Atam. Now, according to what Rabbi Natam explained, that he actually explains that we're talking about regular chulin, and this was saying that matam is truma, not itself, comes out of other mishnayos you have to explain similarly differently. So I were talking about that it's talking about bava the truma, that's talking about the truma grade, the regular truma. The karula revi, so how are you calling it a revi? Didn't we say truma doesn't go and become a revi? Because since he wants to mix it with a dish of kachem, but shamim is revi and it's protecting from becoming revi, and so to bava the kodesh, I be kodesh grade this regular kachem. But chamishin echem and nizir kodesh. What does that mean? He wants to eat it with that which is the higher level umetame. So what does really umetame mean? Hainu paisel. It actually means that it's going to disqualify. Meaning, even though lashon umetame sounds like that's causing tumma to other things. But according to what we're saying, it doesn't mean that. It rather just means that it's going to disqualify, which is Kedepirish Baba Dereisha, that we said, Metame in the Paisel, according to Rabbi Tam, that regular Chulin, which is not Metame, he said it means Paisel. That's the same thing he would say over here. Next, Maschel Tevis, begin with the Gemara. Hanach leNezir Adema. Oh, leave the dish of the that's mixed with the Truma. The Lekki Kitzayis B'Dechilz Pras, because there's no Kitzayis B'Dechilz Pras. You're not going to run into the problem. So Tevis explained, Leibish Loshay Stam Nazid Ken. It's not because that's generally a dish when you have the spices. You're not going to have that shear, And therefore, we're saying we're not running to the Rambam, because the truth of the Perek Elu Ivrin in Pesachim of Memdal Manav, Mashba Sandi, the Ikebr Stomach is Bechelz Pras, that generally does have that amount in a dish. Gabi Mikvah Shechulin, when you have a porridge of Chulin, Meshum Meshemet Shal Truma, and you have the fats and the oil of Truma, the Kamasim that the Gemara says over there, and so to Perek Shalash Amin, Nazar Deb Laman Vom Manav, Hoyle Bazar Lekala, Bechelz 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 Pras, that a Zar would get Malkas eating at Kazais in the mouth of Achilles Pras. That's the taste. Rather, the boy, what the Gemara wants to say over here is the hocha ayri, but kai gavna. In such a case, they're like exactly, but it's not like that always. That's generally the case. To the contrary, we generally assume that it will have that amount.